Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Let's get to the Tigers.
Yes. Right? Michael Maguire.
Yeah, look, I don't like to say it because I have the utmost respect and time for Madge as a coach and also as a bloke, but I would be surprised if Madge is at the Tigers beyond the end of this week.
Right.
So they've obviously been... That review has been ongoing of the football department. It's been all-encompassing. Originally, we were told that it was only CEO Justin Pascoe and head of football Adam Hartigan doing it. Then we learned that the chairman, Lee Hadjipantelis, Tim Sheens, and one of the board members, Danny Stapleton, were also involved in the process as well. So I think the Tigers will have a board meeting later in this week. The board hasn't rubber-stamped or ratified anything yet, but that's the way it looks as though the cards are going to fall.
All right. Well, he's been a very successful coach in his career, premierships in the UK and here in Sydney for Madge. So I assume, without getting into too much of the detail here, there's a financial payout for Michael Maguire and he goes about his own business.
Yeah, there will be. I mean, look, where the West Tigers board have erred here and the decision makers, the CEO at the club, is that they extended Michael Maguire last December for an additional two seasons. So he signed for 2022 and he signed for 2023. So yes, to answer your question, Anthony, they will have to come to a financial settlement. Mm-hmm. I believe that it's 12 months
right,
as an exit payment. And, you know, the club's got to wear that because they were the ones who made that decision. I understand. Look, they were trying to create stability by backing Madge in. But obviously that isn't the way that it's transpired. Mm.
All right. Well, that's what we say, James Graham, mate. Just get a career in the media. Why would you be a coach? I mean, a great man like Madge, so successful, and this is what happens.
Yeah, I've got to say, I do feel sorry for Michael Maguire. Mm. You know, it seems like the type of coach he is and the principles he sets out, it just hasn't transpired to work for the West Tigers. Unfortunately, you know, I talk about identity and how teams look. And I know any time I played against a Michael Maguire team, whether that be Wigan or South Sydney or New Zealand, you knew what you were going to get. Mm. You knew what you were coming up against. They laid it all out there. They were very systematic, well-drilled, and just it seems like he's gone into the Tigers and trying to replicate that. Obviously, when he's been at those other teams, he's had some really strong leaders, and maybe that's been part of the problem at West Tigers. Those real leaders that drive those standards, that drive the coach's messaging, whether that's missing, I'm not too sure. But I think whoever does come into this, into the club, into the organisation, that they've really got to lay it out there and say, this isn't, you're not going to get a short-term fix. I don't think whoever's in charge of the Tigers next year, if Maguire does go, we're going to see a massive turnaround in results.
The ray of light at the end of the tunnel for all the Tigers members and supporters, Jimmy, is Tim Sheens, the return of Tim Sheens. He's such an authority and so well-respected. He knows what success looks like from the ground up, and he is the perfect type of coach, to your point, who will be able to identify, get the right systems and the right structure in place, the foundations, and then the Tigers can begin to finally have a little bit of success.
I agree with Matt. He's probably going to try and build something, and we're going to see the fruits of that in you know, 3, 4, 5 years' time. Yes. That'll be the plan. That'll be the plan that he's put on the table to the West Tigers. And, you know, whoever comes in as the official head coach is going to have to drive that as well. But it'd be interesting to see how whoever does come in works with Sheens. We're on the assumption that Maguire's not there. It's going to be interesting who's going to be making the calls and whose plan and whose foundations, who's going to get the final say in those situations. Because sometimes these can go drastically wrong, Hoops, as you know, with directors of football and people sitting above the head coach or the manager. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, you're right. It's always a question of who reports to who and how the organisational structure fits together. I think one thing that will shake out of it is, off the back of the decision around Madge, I don't think they'll make the announcement immediately, but the way it's tracking is that Sheens will end up being the coaching director. Whatever title they want to give him, he is going to be sitting over the top of everything in relation to that football club, and that's a good thing.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.